Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast, Season 2, Episode 11. You can find this podcast wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, download, like, comment, and tell someone else about Shawnee's Prayer. Don't keep it to yourself. Allow this prayer to be a blessing to someone else that you know, someone else that needs to be encouraged, uplifted, inspired. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for your grace. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you, God, for your tender care, Father God. Thank you for your compassion and your unconditional love. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for how you have kept us, Father God, from last Tuesday, Father God, to be able to be here on this Tuesday, Father God. We don't take it for granted, Father God. Help us never to take our life for granted, but allow us to always have an attitude of gratitude, Father God. Allow us to always be grateful and appreciative for everything that we have, Father God. And even when we are in lack and may not have everything that we need, help us, Father God, to still be grateful. Help us to still be appreciative. Help us to still be thankful. Help us to still give your praise. Help us to still give you honor, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Someone, Father God, is praying to you right now, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, somebody is waiting on you. Someone is waiting on a yes from you, Father God. Lord Jesus, someone is waiting for you to open up a door. Lord Jesus, someone needs you right now. They can't wait for tomorrow. They can't wait for another minute. They can't even wait for another second. They need you to step in right now, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, somebody needs you to make a way. Someone needs you to make a way on this day, on this Tuesday, Lord Jesus. Someone needs you to show yourself strong in their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray in the name of Jesus that you give strength to those, Father God, who are feeling weak, Father God. Give strength to those who want to give up. Give strength to those that feel like they have no purpose in life. Give strength to those who feel like they have no hope in life, Lord God. Give strength to those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that feel like they don't know where to go. They don't know how to walk by faith. Lord Jesus, somebody needs you right now, Lord Jesus. Somebody is struggling, Lord Jesus. They're struggling hard, Lord Jesus. They're struggling in their finances, Lord Jesus. They're struggling in their mental health, Lord Jesus. They're struggling in their physical health, Lord Jesus. They're struggling emotionally, Lord Jesus. Somebody needs you to show up, Lord Jesus. They need you to show up like you did for David. They need you to show up like you did for Abraham. They need you to show up like you did for Moses. They need you to show up like you did for Isaac. They need you to show up like you did for Isaiah. They need you to show up like you did for Joshua. They need you to show up like you did for Joseph. They need you to show up, Lord God, like you did for Daniel. They need you to show up like you did for Job. They need you to show up like you did for Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They need you to show up like you did for Ruth and Naomi. They need you to show up like you did for Esther, Lord God. They need you to show up like you did for Saul, Lord Jesus, and you turned him into Paul, Lord Jesus. Somebody needs you to show up like you did to the woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years, Lord God. Somebody needs you to show up like you did for the woman who was bent over for 18 years, Lord Jesus. Someone needs you to show up like you did for Tabitha, Lord Jesus. Someone needs you to show up, Lord Jesus, like you did for Lazarus, Lord Jesus. Someone needs you to show up like you did for Nehemiah, Lord Jesus. Someone needs you to show up like you did for Zechariah, Lord Jesus. Someone needs you to show up like you did for Peter, Lord Jesus. Someone needs you to show up like you did for John, Lord Jesus. Someone just needs you to show up on today like you did for Jesus. Somebody needs you to show up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. They're at their end, oh God. They're holding on by a thread, Lord God. They don't know how much more they can hold on, Lord God. The thread feels like it's slipping through their fingers, Lord God. But help them to grab on, Lord Jesus, to the hem of Jesus' garment, Lord God. Help them to grab on to his thread, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For Jesus' thread is never slippery, oh God. For Jesus' thread is never slimy, oh God. For Jesus' thread is never sweaty, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Give hope, Father God, to the people of God in the name of Jesus. Give hope to the just and the unjust, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lift us up in the spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be all that you have called and have chosen for us to be, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that Jesus is the life of our soul. We know that Jesus is the light to our spirit. Lord God, thank you for allowing Jesus to be the life. Thank you for allowing Jesus to be the light. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you on today. We thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for your guiding power. We thank you for your protecting power. Lord God, we just say thank you. We thank you because we believe by faith, oh God, with a great expectation, Lord God, that you're going to show up. And you're not just going to show up. You're not going to show up empty-handed. You're going to show up, Father God, with every blessing that you have with our names on it, Lord God. You're going to show up with every miracle that you have with our names on it, oh God. So for that, Lord Jesus, we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Help us to praise you in advance, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us to praise you with great expectations, oh God, knowing that you're going to show up, Lord God. You're going to show up in our bodies, Lord God, in our minds, in our soul, in our spirit, in our finances, in our bills, oh God, in our children, in our spouses, in our grandchildren, oh God, in our family members, in our friends, in our church family, oh God. You're going to show up in this world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We know that the enemy thinks he's winning, oh God, but we know no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know that the enemy is already defeated, Lord God. So help us, Father God, to rejoice in the fact that we have the victory, oh God. For you have given us the victory, oh God. You have given us that overcoming victory, oh God. It's already on the inside of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us to unlock the power that's within us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I just thank you and I praise you and I honor you, Father God, for you are good, you are merciful, you are gracious. Lord God, I thank you for being sovereign. I thank you for just being God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. Amen.